Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you won again,
that you have won again. Let your power flow. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the doubt road. Every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Anybody needing the price of battles in here? This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. That you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My homie could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Got you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
You give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful.
Everybody know
it's summer winter.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Final glory. Hallelujah.
About to do, even in this service on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the power of God is falling upon us right now as we enter in with all faith, trusting God for a miracle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. For the Bible says in Psalm 100, come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us. And not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, let's enter in right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you on today with the Holy Spirit of the living God that you may receive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. We don't come to be the same. Just open up your mouth and say, change me, oh God, and make me more like you from the inside out, oh God, that all will know and see, oh God, that as you did that fit me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your glory be upon each of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we enter in on today with all faith, oh God. But Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh God. Lord, that we are your children, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all things. For there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we come thanking on today, oh God, for new births and new grace, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we enter in on today. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your chosen daughter, we come to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to what John has said in 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart, a broken, a contrite heart, a right heart, convicted in all our ways. Let nothing to be done to strike glory, amen. Hallelujah, but in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the love, the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer passes the water from them, so our soul passes thee, oh God. Our soul works to you for the living God. Our soul, hallelujah, yearns out of overwhelming desire, they even pass to the courts of the Lord our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn heavenly and speaking in each of us. Amen. Opposed with our free spirit. And let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let there be no wounding, no flame, no backbiting, or evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Spirit to my spirit, oh God. Your children are the loving kindness. Yet we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Creating us a heart of worship. In the name of Jesus Christ, where we rejoice only in you. You are the joy of our life and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us to wonderful worship and you, baby. Let our hands be lifted up, hallelujah, to you as we go through this day, making our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savor aroma, that you will be glorified, honored, and hallelujah, in our life and our praise, in the everyday things of life unto you, amen. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name and through his precious blood. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you out of love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within each of us, over all areas of our lives. We give all that we ought to give and ask the true praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are the word of all praise and glory and honor. We give it to you right now. There's no greater one than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The word of God has been birthed in us right now and is manifesting his glorious presence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ and in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, do a new thing in us, oh God, in those in our family. We decree and declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we've been given the Holy Spirit as a pledge and guarantee of our inheritance, that we are crucified with Christ in us, and it's no longer we who live but Christ. We are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. We are projected, determined, hallelujah, by God to be his sons and daughters. We are sanctified and we are one with the sanctifier, Christ himself. He is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters, amen. We have received the Spirit of God into our life that we might know the things given to us by God, amen. We have been redeemed, forgiven, and hallelujah, and are a recipient of his lavish grace. We have been raised up and sealed with Christ in heaven, in the heavenly places. We have Christ Jesus helping us. We have been firmly rooted in Christ, and we are now built up in him. We have been buried and raised and made alive with Christ Jesus. We have been raised up with Christ in our life, and it's now hidden with Christ Jesus in God. For Christ is our life, amen. We have been given the hallelujah, the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline, amen. We've been saved and called and set apart upon the God's doing. We have a hallelujah, we have a right to come boldly before the throne to find mercy and grace in the time of our need, amen. We've been given exceeding great and precious promises by God, which are, we are protected from his divine nature, amen. We have the mind of Christ, amen. We have the mind of Christ, and we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, and our will to the will of our Heavenly Father, that thy will be done, O God, as it is in heaven, as it is on earth, amen. We have obtained an inheritance. We are overcoming in the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can fear the power that greatest he that's in us, that's here in the world. Hallelujah, because we abide in Christ, and Christ abides in us, amen. We press forth to the mark with the prize of the high calling of God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree the power that we'll blast beyond measure. Hallelujah, we will lift and not the bar. We'll top and not beneath. We'll the head and not the tail. We'll born again a new creation in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. We're citizens of heaven and seated in heavenly places right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We're heirs of the kingdom of God. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We are the light. Amen. Oh Lord, we bless your name. We're holy, precious, super protected of heavenly calling. Amen. We are one with God, my Lord, my God. We become one of the living stones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. That we are the righteousness of God, that we are partakers of his divine nature. We are ambassadors for Christ, and we've been called by God, amen. We're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are the apple of our Father's eye, amen. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus, and we're being changed into his image right now, even as we pray, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Christ. We're born of God and the evil one cannot touch us. Hallelujah, my Lord, my God. We are the faithful followers of Christ Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare today, according to Ephesians 2:20, we are built up upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. We are overtaken with blessings right there. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Matthew 5:14. We are the light of the world. Amen. And 5:13, we are the salt of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that we are accepted in the beloved. We are complete in him, and we are crucified with Christ, and we are alive with Christ, and we are free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God and qualified to share in his inheritance. Lord, we just want to say thank you that we are firmly rooted and built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for your presence right now. When your word says that there are two or more gathered in your name, touching in the green there, you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we trust your God for the more. When your word says that man is impossible, but with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. So we say those possibilities on today. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in respect for your God because we know that you are able to do all things of man. We know that you're not like man, that you shall not. So Lord, we're going to stand on your promise and say yes and amen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, what is it that you would have for us to do? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us to understand, oh God, you called us out of darkness, that we operate in your marvelous light. Amen. That we will not go back to those dark times or into our past. We will walk according to your call. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for you our strength, oh God. You are the lifter of our hands, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank your God that you're on our side. Because we think about it, oh God. If you had not been on our side, where would we be, oh God? And we thank you that you're with us. And your word says you'll never leave us or forsake us. So we just want to say thank you, Father. If we had a thousand tongues of people, we still can thank you. Help us, yet still we thank you. We declare the prayer Colossians 1:13, that we're delivered from the power of darkness and translated to God's kingdom. Amen. We're redeemed from the curse of the Lord's sin and death. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that washes us and cleanses us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we're forgiven all of our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus. That we're healed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're changed by the blood of Jesus. Made new by the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you for your finished work on Calvary. That you left nothing undone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Touch every heart and mind on the line today, oh God. Move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, pray. Let it shall be done. Lord, release your war and angels of war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will send into the supernatural. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that they're anointed. We decree and declare that we not operate with a bound of mind. Amen. That our thoughts are holy, sweet, and righteous unto you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, God. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come, oh God. Receiving all that you have for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray for the lost today. That they may be found, oh God. That you would thrust the right name and across their life, oh God, that they may receive your word in the mighty way, God, and turn back, oh God, those who have been led astray, oh God, those who have left, oh God, that they will come back to you, oh God, that they will rededicate their life to Christ Jesus, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that you uproot the wicked leaders in position, oh God, and cast them down in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for those in our family that don't know, oh God, they have not received, oh God, that this very day and this very hour, yet while we're still praying, oh God, that you will call the knowledge to him that they may receive, oh God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We declare the crown that you are with us. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to show me the doors that need to be shut up, whether spiritual or natural, and opening the doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our lives, and heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, and everyone that's on the line today, and in our homes, oh God.
And all who we pray for today, cleanse your vision, cleanse your sight, cleanse your thoughts, cleanse your mind, cleanse your knowing and hearing your voice, God. According to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, we just want to take pages. Lord, we pray for those in this world that have lost the love of God. We call the blood fall upon you right now. God of our hope, that you restore the hope of God. We call upon your throne with your Lord. The Lord of peace, that you restore the peace in that family. To understand, oh God, that they are with you. For the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be touched with you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh Lord, that we know one day that we're going to stand in your presence, oh God. It is our prayer, oh God, that we do the work that you called us to do. So when we stand in your presence, you will say, God, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, God. You have put work in your children, oh God. Help us up today, Father. We decree the pain of heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name, God. Lord, we ask for God that you will open up the windows of heaven. We won't have room enough to receive. Let others will be blessed and overflow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask for God that you release your war against us. Your war on our behalf and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. We decree and declare that your angels are encamped around us, protecting us from pain and unforeseen dangers of this world. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness and resentment, spirit of limitation, stagnation, confusion and destruction and death. We come against every spirit of distraction. We come against every spirit of poverty and of health, of a disease and ache, pain, discomfort and fear. We come against every spirit of pride and oppression, depression, every spirit of sickness, every spirit of poverty, love, and death. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against every spirit of addiction, lust, and perversion, homosexual spirit, Levitan spirit, Python spirit, spirit of Jezebel, religious spirit. We command you to cease your works and die at the root. Come on, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating us in our bloodline or in our homes, outside of your Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree to have this deliverance today, and we receive it with faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to we're talking about unity right now. Where the enemy has caused division and separation. Hallelujah. In the home and the faith of God's children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, help us on today. Restore the hope of God where hope is in love. Restore the peace where there is chaos, oh God. Restore healing where there is sickness, oh God. Restore, hallelujah, understanding where there's confusion, oh God. Restore right now in the name of Jesus Christ where there is blessed, oh God. For we use no need of God of being a God of more than enough, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, you're waiting, oh God. Oh Lord, show us the way, oh God. Lead us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We know you're going to be all things to your children. So Lord, we call upon your heavenly Father. Have your way right there. Touch. Heal. Move in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Decree and declare that power in the blood of Jesus, that power in the name of Jesus. We call upon you, Lord Jesus, that you may have your way. Bless our food, oh God. Let it take sickness away. Bless the water we drink, oh God. Let it may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purify and sanctify us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we receive us today. We will not leave. We're going to hold on to receive our blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Like Jacob, then we're going to hold on to your blessing. We're not going to let go of your blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. You put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree the fire right now that we are covered by the full armor of God. And we decree victory, decree the fire victory right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We enter in. Understand and know we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is a spiritual warfare. So we we enter in with the full armor of God. Hallelujah. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of fire, and we put ourselves loose. We sever all ties with the enemy that connected itself to us through our husband and wives, to our children and grandchildren, to our mothers and brothers and sisters. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that we love, every attack that come upon the body of Christ, we shepherd right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we put the death of works of the enemy in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because Christ did it all. So we decree the power and it's done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we'll touch the mouth of your apostle. Lord, as I speak your word this morning, oh God, help me to decrease so that you may hold the increase in me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, not my word, but your word, oh God. Not my way, but your way, oh God. Not my truth, but your truth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hey, hey, hey. My Lord, my God. Come on, church, taste and see that the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Will you try him on today for yourself? Will you believe for yourself? Hallelujah. That God is able to do it. I want you to understand God does see it and does the impossible. See, we as children of God, we do all that we can possibly do, and then God steps in and he does the impossible. Amen. That's when we allow God to be our strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the power today that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. So there's nothing that we cannot overcome. There's nothing that will take us out because we stand in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, God. Have your way in that marriage. Have your way on that job, oh God. Have your way in our business. Have your way in the ministry. Have your way, oh God. We give it all over to you, Father. We release it all into your hands. We leave it at the altar. Every bit of fear, every bit of sickness and worry, every anger, receiving a disappointment, we leave it at the altar. Being a true of the brethren, we leave it at the altar. We pick up the joy of the Lord, for it is our strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We declare the prayer with all favor, that it is so and it shall be no other way. As we enter in on today, have your way. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we bless your name. Father God, we ask that you go before us, prepare the way, making every crooked path straight, oh Lord. That you be our God and our river, God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Go before us that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us, and help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel all the days of our life. That I tell you that our desire and will be the accomplishing of your total will in our lives, word upon word and precept upon precept, line upon line, amen, until the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, so that we are in honor and praise unto you all the days of our life, that our lamps would not be hid, but shine forth like bright stars in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who will receive it. Hallelujah. You have been called, and Lord, we thank you that you called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests and kings, your humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, and praise. And we just want to say thank you, Father, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, church, just give God some praise this morning. If you just open up your mouth and just thank God right with you. Amen. If you receive that prayer, may it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. And all that's in your home, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that's on your heart, whatever it is that the enemy is speaking to you, I want you to understand right now that you have the
power and authority to come against that thing, to cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have the power to shut the enemy up, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to understand there's power in the name of Jesus, amen. If you just speak it over yourself, amen, every time the enemy try to tell you it won't, it can't, you ain't, it will, you got to speak it over your life right now. What God said you are, amen, you are chosen by God, amen, for such a time as this. You are a child of God. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You're not the same as you used to be. I understand the enemy is speaking and trying to tell you you ain't what you're telling people you are. You're the same old, and you ain't going to never change. Look at you. Ain't nothing changed about you. But I want you to speak over yourself. The Bible says sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on and praise God this morning. I want you to understand when praises go up, blessings come down. The enemy gets confused. Amen. When you hallelujah, when you begin to praise God and worship him in the midst of your circumstance, in the midst of your pain and disappointment and breakthrough, hallelujah, I want you to understand, hallelujah, the enemy gets confused, amen. He's trying to understand why she praising, why is he shouting, why is he thanking God when he's going through, why is she, hallelujah, thanking God when she's still hurting, why is she thanking God when everything has been taken away. Hallelujah, the enemy gets confused, but when you keep on keeping on in that pattern, I want you to understand that God's working a miracle in you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that man cannot understand, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hey, 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 come on now. We thank God on today. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. I'm so excited to be here on today in the land of the living, that God has kept me one more time, the opportunity to serve the Lord. Amen. How many of you know it's not about you, it's about what God is doing in you and what God has called you to do. Amen. He said, who shall we send? Amen. Hallelujah. Will you raise up your hand? Will you stand up and say, God, we'll go. Send me. I'll go. I'm not too busy for you. I don't find it robbery to do your will, Father God. Send me. How many will stop what you're doing and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, hallelujah, I'll be obedient to your will. Hallelujah. I know it may not feel good. It may not be something I want to do, but Lord, whatever you call for me to do, I will do it because I know that all things work together for the good. I know that anything that God has for me is for the good of my life. Amen. Hallelujah. All good things coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome this morning. Welcome. It has been I'm telling you, we've been up early this morning. Me and the women of God, we've been on the line praying, and we just thank God this morning. God has already opened up the door for us to enter in, to receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So welcome this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. We welcome you all with the love of Christ this morning. If it's your first time here with us, we are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. Amen. So we welcome you. We're senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manny, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manny. Our minister on the roster is from Illinois, which is Minister Lern Green. We welcome you today, and we pray that you're able to receive all that God has for you to receive in this service on today, that you will have an open mind and spirit to receive the implanted word of the Lord our God this morning. So we welcome everyone. One in Louisiana and Louisiana, Houston, Texas, surrounding cities in Houston as well. We welcome everyone out in Illinois, in New York, New Jersey, Mississippi, Tennessee, Florida, out in Atlanta, Georgia. We welcome you. Those that are in, what's the other place? You said Illinois already. I'm trying to think. New Hampshire. We have people from all over that are listening, Oklahoma that are in, and we in North Carolina and South Carolina. We welcome you this morning in the name of Jesus, and we just thank God for you being here on today in Sunday service. You could have been somewhere else, so you decided to be here with us, so we thank God for you. So we just pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you receive all that God has for you to receive on today. Amen. That you will not leave here empty but full. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So God bless you. God keep you. If it's your first time here with us, press 1. We want to definitely welcome you, pray for you, pray with you. If there's anything you want to come into agreement in prayer on today, please press 1 at this time. Amen. We want to welcome you. So press 1. Don't hide. Don't hide today. There's power in agreement. Amen. I do have my good friend on the line. God has blessed her in my life. Ms. Shavante Shepherd, I know she can speak at this time, but welcome. I know she's a newcomer to the line. This is her first time with us in Sunday service. So God bless you and welcome. Sister Shepherd, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you? Awesome. We thank God, bless and highly favored. So I thank God for you this morning. We just pray the Lord will continue to bless you and guide you. May the power of God be upon your life, amen, the life of your husband and children. May you all operate with the love of Christ. So I pray for an increase in love and God's blessing to overflow and overtake you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I mean the blessing of the Lord to run you down and just take you over and hold on to you, amen, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you, sister, and we thank God for you this morning. Amen, amen. If there's anyone else here with us for the first time here in Sunday service, we want to welcome you on today. If you press 1, we want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you all. I'm just so excited about everyone that's here on today. We see the church is packed and people are still coming in the church. God bless you. I see that I did see my mom on here, I guess, in line drive. But God bless her and keep her in the name of Jesus. We're looking forward to the word that's going to come forth on today, that's going to go forth. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., we do have our communion. So if you have your things for communion, whether it's bread or water or cracker or juice or whatever or wine, if you would grab those elements so that you can partake in communion with us this morning, we're going to have communion. We're going to have one song here, and then we'll come back and we'll take communion. So if you can grab those things, those elements, so you can partake again with us, whatever it is that you have in your home, we'll take it and have communion on today. So stay with us right there. We'll be right back, and we'll enter in for communion. Amen. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, hopefully it'll start playing here in a minute. It's probably a little bit delayed. Give us just one moment.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is wonder-working power in the blood of a Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood, in the blood of the Lamb. That Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your blood. We thank you, Father God. Let's prepare ourselves to take Holy Communion. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, to do this as often as we can remember because of what Jesus Christ has already done, his finished works on the cross. You know, we get that opportunity, you know, to commune with God. So if you have your elements here, whether it be cracker or bread or water or wine, let us prepare ourselves right now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
We thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself, so let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we remember your body, how it was broken.
Yes, God.
Broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering. How you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us.
Jesus.
Your body was broken, so our bodies may be healed.
Yes, God.
So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord,
yes, Lord,
we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us.
Yes,
so we now take this piece of bread,
my Lord,
your body, in remembrance of you. You may eat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper,
yes, Lord.
Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your blood is our atonement. Your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us and cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities,
yes,
all of our transgressions,
yes,
and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name.
Yes.
So we take this cup, Lord,
yes,
in remembrance of you. You may drink, church.
Thank you, Lord.
It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the whole church do say amen,
amen,
amen again.
Hallelujah.
What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood,
yes,
who have washed away all of our sins.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father God, when you see us, you don't see a sin-filled man or a sin-filled woman.
Yes, Lord.
You see the precious blood of Jesus,
yes,
Christ,
Lord,
that we are immersed in his blood.
My Lord.
So all you see is Jesus.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll have the preach word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So stay with us.
This is Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how good my volume is. Is my volume okay, Apostle?
It is. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for this opportunity right now to receive this blessed word, which comes from the Lord. I would like for everyone here that's in Sunday service this morning to help me to welcome this beautiful, anointed woman of God, who God have called and equipped for this very time to bring his word, a very loving and devoted woman of God, a very loving and devoted pastor, his apostle that he have called, hallelujah. She's devoted to her church, devoted to her children, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit up every single morning, ready for every single one of you, you know, to call and to come into fellowship. You know, such a glory, you know, we give unto God, and we thank God for this beautiful woman of God, my wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have received new mercies and new grace, amen. God has really loaded us with new benefits each day, amen. So I thank God for this opportunity. I give our honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit was the head of my life, amen. I pray, let us pray right now as we enter in and receive the word of God, what the word of God is saying to his children, amen. We are God's children, amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I pray in Jesus Christ's mighty name. I pray that angels to be released, your warring angels to war against any spirits designed in the heaven to block your word from going forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely. Amen. That I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase, increasing me right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life, and I thank you for it. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, we receive, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on and shout. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Knowing that God is able and he's on our side in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be here, church. I was asking God on yesterday and again this morning, Lord, what is the word that you have for your children? Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that you can receive with an understanding, that your ears be open. I remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, I'm sorry, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may be able to hear the word of God and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, Jesus said, my sheep, they know my voice. Amen. And they come to it. They don't come to a stranger. So we thank God on today for his word, that we will receive it. Amen. And discern what the word of God is saying. Today the message is the victory. We're going to talk about the victory and how we are victorious. Amen. We want to talk about the victory and understand that many of us are losing a battle that's already been won by Jesus Christ. And because we're in Christ, amen, we are already victorious. But a lot of us are losing this battle. And we're going to talk about that today. And why are we losing this battle? Because we are fighting it in our own strength. We're fighting going in not understanding who we are fighting. We're fighting not understanding what battleground that we're fighting fight. You have to have an understanding what you're dealing with. A lot of us want to fight. We want to fight a spiritual warfare in the flesh. Amen. So we're going to talk about this morning. I pray that you can receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it because once you have the knowledge and understand this, hallelujah, you begin to understand that you're already victorious because you've been equipped with all the tools that you need. You've been equipped with the armor to be able to defeat the enemy that's operating in you or in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. See, you won't tire yourself out because when we try to go on our own strength, amen, we see, hallelujah, we always fail. So we'll fight a losing battle. I've heard the same people say, how are you going to show up to a gunfight with a knife? My Lord, my God. There is a spiritual battle going on, hallelujah, not just attacking you, but it's in you. Some of us are dealing with what's on the inside of us and understanding how we can come against that that's operating in us that we've been battling in our minds. Because a lot of times we understand that the battleground is taking place in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go with me this morning, I'm going to try to slow down because I'm excited and for the sake of time on this platform so we can try to get it all in and that you can receive. Amen. And then you take it and then you give it freely to someone else so they can understand and know how they can continue to be victorious in this warfare that we are fighting. We're in a spiritual warfare because if you're in Christ, you have entered into this war. The enemy is fighting against you because, hallelujah, he already knows you on the winning side, but he wants to try to get you, how he wants to get you to a point where you feel like, hey, I've done it all, I'm discouraged, I've lost, I'm going to just throw in a towel. He wants you to do that so he can, hallelujah, he can recruit you to be on his own. And some of us start thinking, you know what, I might as well just go back to how I used to be. Ain't nothing else work. I'm still sick. I'm still angry. I'm still broke. I'm still without. This is what the enemy does. This is how he trying to play tricks with your mind. But when you understand spiritual warfare, you know how to war against that thing and understand that you are victorious and it's already done in the name of Jesus. See, Jesus did not just leave us alone. He sent the comforter. He sent the helper, amen, to remind us of these things. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor, let me know if I'm moving too fast. Because you know sometimes how this tongue can be, I get to talking real quick. I want everybody to be able to receive on today in the name of Jesus. See, some of us are fast talkers. Hallelujah. And we can talk together. We'd be fine. But then some of us say, hey, you got to slow down because I couldn't get there. You was moving too fast. So I want to slow down. If we go to the book of Ephesians, hallelujah, Ephesians chapter 6 is where I want to start today. To God be the glory. I want to start in verse 10. Hallelujah. We're going to read from verse 10 all the way to verse 18. I'm coming out the New King James Version. I want us to understand why you're going there in your Bible on today, the war that we are fighting and why we're not winning, because we have to have an understanding of the war that we are fighting. Once we understand that, we can go in, hallelujah, already victorious, and we come out even more victorious, amen, hallelujah, and even bringing some of those to on our side, amen, when they see the power of God operating in us, they go, hey, hold on, I want to be saved too, I want to come over to your side, amen, hallelujah, and you have the power to, hallelujah, to cast demons out, you have a power to speak to that thing and it shall flee. I want you to understand it on today. Hallelujah. So right now we're starting the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6. I hope you can hear me well. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Verse 13 says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. I want us to understand that is our armor. He didn't say just take part of it. He said, take on the whole armor of God. Some of us just want to put on the breastplate of righteousness, but forget the helmet of salvation. I want us to understand, some people just want to shut their feet up with the sandals of peace up. But you got to understand, you got to put on the full armor of God because there's a spiritual warfare going on, hallelujah, in this land and in you. The Bible says in verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shown your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, following with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. I want you to understand these fiery darts that are coming your way, the words that they are saying, the word that Satan is speaking to your mind about how you're not going to overcome, how you're not going to be healed, how you're not going to be delivered, how you're still the same, and you're never going to change. You just like your daddy, you just like your mama, you ain't gonna be nothing. But the Bible says take up right now, hallelujah, be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy with the shield of faith. So put up the shield of faith and quench those fiery darts of the enemy. Verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation, hallelujah, and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to these end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. What is the Bible saying, Apostle? What is the Bible saying, church? Amen. When we look at these scripts and understanding, when you know that you're fighting a spiritual warfare, when you understand what is necessary for you to enter into battle, hallelujah, you understand, hallelujah, how you're victorious when you're, hallelujah, going according to the word of God in the name of Jesus. When we look here, Apostle Paul is speaking to the Ephesians. See, in the Christian life, we battle against principalities and power. See, the power of evil forces are fallen angels headed by Satan, who is a vicious fighter. I want you to understand, he don't play fair. He try to tip you with those things of the world, because now you become part of the world. And understand, though we're in this world, we are not of this world. But when you begin to allow Satan and his tactics and influences of his agents, I want you to understand, you find yourself being part of this world. But I want us to understand today, church, to withstand their attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. Apostle Paul is not only giving this counsel to the church, but to the body of Christ, but to all individuals within the church. See, the whole body needs to be armed as you do battle against the rulers of the darkness of this age, fighting the strength of the church whose power comes from the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand, I understand there's war going on and there's conversations of war. And there's, hallelujah, there's famine in the land. I want you to understand that we're able, when we come together and put on the full armor of God and speak the word of God, we can decree a thing and it shall be established in this earth, because God has given man dominion over the earth. Come on, church. You have power and you're victorious, but you got to understand it and know, and you got to receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, because many of us are fighting a roha. We're fighting a battle that we cannot win because we're fighting on our own. David said when he went to war against Goliath, hallelujah, when King Saul tried to give him his armor, he said, he put it on, he said, I can't operate in this. He said, I have not tested this, but I will go in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, when we look at verse 12, it says, hallelujah, the Bible says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, these who are not flesh and blood are demons over whom Satan has control. They are not mere fantasies. I want us to understand that they are very real. See, I have people out of time telling me I don't believe in that. I tell them, I say, just because you don't believe it does not mean it does not exist. I don't believe a lot of things, but that does not mean it does not exist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's many things that we have, human, have not laid our eyes on to see. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, church, that we face powerful armies whose goal is to defeat Christ's church. So when we believe in Christ, these beginners become our enemies, and then they try every device to turn us away from him and back to sin. I want us to understand, although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ returns, because Satan is constantly battling against us still today. He is still battling against us, all who are in on the Lord's side. Amen. We need supernatural power to defeat the enemy and his works. Yeah. We need it. We need supernatural power to defeat Satan. God has provided this by giving us his Holy Spirit, amen, that works in us and his armor surrounding us. If you feel discouraged, remember Jesus' words to Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, hallelujah, will not prevail against it, amen, hallelujah. I want you to know that you are victorious, but you got to understand and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. When you go into battlefield, what you need to, hallelujah, what armor you need to put on, we don't need you to pack your gun, amen. We don't need you to grab your knife and call up your homeboys, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, put on the full armor of God. Call up the prayer warriors, amen, to come in agreement, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that the enemy is a defeated soul, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Amen. So how can anyone on all occasions, come on, how can anyone pray on all occasions? How can we do that, church? One way is to make a quick prayer, hallelujah, make a quick brief prayers of your habitual response to every situation you meet throughout the day. I find myself all day just thanking God. Sometimes when I'm facing the enemy, hallelujah, not sometimes, all the time, when I'm facing the enemy, I decree and declare, devil, you're a liar, you're defeated. I shut up in the name of Jesus. Come out and shut up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I uproot you. I see what you're trying to do. You speak to that thing in the name of Jesus Christ and just thank God that it's already done. Decree and declare God's goodness, the victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we think we got to do these long prayers. Amen. But no, you can go throughout the day in little prayers, just thanking God, rejoicing and coming against that thing that's trying to take you out in the name of Jesus. See, another way is in order to live a life of Christ and live a life of prayer and surround yourself with prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another way is to order your life around God's desires and teaching so that you, hallelujah, you, I'm speaking to today, that you'll have a prayer life that will break through, amen, that will bring breakthrough in your life and those that you love and concerned about. I want you to understand, church, you don't have to isolate yourself from other people and from daily work, hallelujah, in order to pray constantly. You can make prayer, hallelujah, your daily work, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Make this part of your life. Have a lifestyle of prayer, amen. In the name of Jesus, God's powerful influence and supplication for all the saints means that praying for all believers in Christ. So pray for the Christians you know and for the church around the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I want us to understand the victory is yours. The victory is yours. If you continue to fight the way you're fighting, according to the flesh, the Bible says that it's destruction and death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you operate in the spirit, there's life and peace. Amen. Hallelujah. You can fight about it knowing already that the peace of God is upon you, that you're already victorious, that you're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, when you already know, have you ever went to a fight and you already know that you're the winner? How many show up knowing they tell you, hey, all you got to do is show up? The battle is already won. The battle is already won. All we need to do is show up in the name of Jesus. When we enter in like that with all faith, expecting, walking in expectancy with the covering of God upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray I'm not talking too fast or moving too fast. I got a little bit more time here, just a little bit more time. And I want us to understand this today, church. Hallelujah. As we prepare to engage the enemy, what makes a person successful in spiritual warfare? See, some of the qualifications include endurance. Hallelujah. The ability to endure and withstand hardship, adversity, or stress. We are to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Hallelujah. Hatred. We got to have a hatred for evil. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 39 and 22, we have to have hatred, extreme dislike, or antipathy, or God, loathing in spiritual warfare. We must have a hatred of evil and evil spirits. We must have the knowledge. Amen. 2 Corinthians said we must have the knowledge. We are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. We have to be persistent, according to Psalm 18 and 37, the ability to go and resolutely or stubbornly in spite of oppression. We must be persistent in dealing with the enemy. Separation. The Bible tells in 2 Timothy 2 and 4 to keep apart. No man who wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. This is what we need, church.
God uses ordinary people just like us to accomplish his purposes. Our ability comes through grace. Every believer is sitting in heavenly places in Christ. Your position in Christ is high above all principality and power. You must see who you are in Christ, that you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. Amen. It's important, church, to know your authority and engage the enemy in faith. There is no need to fear. Demons are subject to the authority of the believer. Jesus gives us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, according to Luke 10 and 19. The promise, he promises that nothing by any means will harm us. Two important revelations that every believer needs are an understanding of power and understanding of authority. Authority is the legal right to use power. So we have been given authority to use the power supplied by the Holy Spirit. See, authority and power must be used. You use them by faith. This is not based on feeling, but on faith. It is based on the work of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. See, we have been given the legal right to use the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is above every name. Authority in the name of Jesus recognized by the spiritual realm, church. We cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We bind up the works of darkness in the name of Jesus. We teach and preach in the name of Jesus. See, we receive power through the Holy Spirit according to Acts 1 and 8. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly according to the power that operates in us. Jesus cast out demons through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we combine the power of the Holy Spirit with the authority of the name of Jesus to overcome the enemy, to rout out those demons that are operating in our lives. We do not engage the enemy in our own power and authority. We engage the enemy through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the authority of the name of Jesus. Demons recognize power and authority. They recognize believers who are operating the power and authority. I want us to take back and remember the time when Jesus came into contact with the man that had many. He said, how many demons is in you? He said there are legions, meaning there were thousands. See, the demons recognized him because they recognized their power and authority in Jesus. But I want us to understand, they didn't ask him who you are. They took the demons told them who he was. Amen. So they recognized the power and authority. The more you will exercise power and authority, the more you will develop. You're to develop in these areas of warfare, defeat the enemy, demolishing strongholds in the works of Satan and his agents. It's important to start, and it starts in your prayer life. It's also important to make sure your sins are forgiven when you engage the enemy. If we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1 and 9. See, do not engage the enemy with unconfessed sin in your life. There is power in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Give no place to the devil. You must operate in righteousness. We are made righteous through faith. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Many believers suffer from feeling of inferiority and low self-esteem because they do not understand righteousness. See, righteousness gives us confidence. Righteousness gives us boldness. Righteousness is the scepter of the kingdom. Amen. The righteousness, hallelujah, are as bold as a lion. See, God covers our head in the day of battle. A covering is a protection. It's protection. Covering is based on subjection to God, his word, and the Holy Spirit. Humility and submission are important characteristics of believers who engage in spiritual warfare. It's important to be submitted to proper biblical authority. This includes being submitted to godly leaders who watch out for our souls. My Lord, my God, as we wrap up here, hallelujah, let's understand. The Bible says in John 16 and 33, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus summed up all he had told them this night, tied together all that was done. Amen. Hallelujah. He tied up these things. I want us to go through it right now as we wrap up. How to win in spiritual warfare, to win in any war. As I said before, we need to ask three crucial questions. Who is my enemy? What are the weapons? Where is the battlefield? Our enemy is a defeated foe.
Colossians 2 and 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Amen. Lucifer is just a created being and an angel who was no more powerful than Michael or Gabriel. He led a failed rebellion and was thrown out of heaven and is now stripped of his power. Hebrews 2 and 4 to say, in such as much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he may destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. The only weapon he has against us is deception, and the only power he has is what we give him. Amen. The enemy's most powerful weapon was the one he used both in the Garden of Eden and in the wilderness against Jesus, lying in words. This is it. When his future was at stake and he needed to pull out his big guns, and all he had were words, lies, and deception. Did God really say that? Are you really who God say you are? Can you really trust God? Victory depends on us choosing who we will listen to and believe. The enemy operates with his subtle tactics. The Bible says in James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Here in James 4 and 7, promises that if we resist the devil, he will flee. But first, half of the verse holds the key to our success. Submit yourselves to God. If we want to have victory over the enemy, there are five. I'm going to give you three for the sake of time here. But there are three things we need to do. There are three characteristics that we need to have, church. There are three specific heart issues we need to guard against to prevent, hallelujah, him from sneaking his way into our lives. One, if we're harboring any anger, if you're harboring any anger, Ephesians 4 and 26, 27 say, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath or give place to the devil. It is possible to be angry and sin not, but if we refuse to release our anger to God and instead allow it to lodge in our hearts, we give the devil an opportunity to gain a foothold within us. Another is indulging in anxiety. Romans 14:23 says, but he who doubts is condemned, for he eats because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin. When we worry, we're telling God that we don't trust him to care for us, and we don't have faith that he will cause all things to work together for our good, and without faith, we cannot please God. Last but not least, entertaining fear. Hebrews 2 and 15 said, and release those things who fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. I'll repeat that again as I wrap up here. Hebrews 2 and 15, and release those who fear of death for all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear is simply having more faith in the enemy to harm you than in God to keep and protect you. And your faith opens the way for Satan, I want us to understand, to have his way in your life. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, and your lack of faith opens the way for Satan to have his way in your life. The fear that you're operating in, you're allowing him to operate in your life. I want us to understand, church, because we have the fear. You're victorious. You've been called to win. You've been called, hallelujah, you're called a winner through Christ Jesus. You're called a conqueror. Amen. You're already victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. Who won it all, who finished it all for us. Hallelujah. Just take what he has given us. Amen. Apply and understand you're not fighting a battle against the flesh. We are spirit. We are spirit having a human experience. Amen. May God bless you. May God keep you. I pray that you are able to receive one today. The doors of the church are open. Will there be one today?
Amen. Praise God. Every single one of you, we thank God for every single word that was preached today that came from the Holy Spirit. The victory is yours. Amen. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before ever in your life, you know that you have never asked God to come into your life and to be your Lord and Savior, to save you. Well, this is that opportunity now. If you heard this word today, and the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart, saying, hey, come to me, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now while you have time. Then we would like for you to press one. We would like for you to press one. And Apostle Dominic and I, we're going to help you to pray, you know, this, the most powerful thing you can do as a human being is a prayer of salvation. This is the most important thing that you can do in your life is being born again. As a human being, is being born again. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So will you press
Amen.
One? Will you press one? Amen. If there is something that you are in need of prayer, everybody has something. Everybody has something to bring to the altar. Don't go day to day and day after day, you know, just holding on to whatever it is that you're holding on to and worrying about these things and crying about these things and complaining and being angry and upset about other things. Bring it on over to the altar. Bring it on over to Jesus. Not to Apostle Taunika and I, but you're bringing it to the cross. Bring it to the cross. Will you press one if you have something that you are in need prayer of? A lot of times we think that we can get it on our own. We can do it on our own, but we have been unsuccessful. The Bible tells us, you know, to let those two or three come together, touching and agreeing in his name. Jesus said that there I am in the middle of it all. This is where victory, where we see victory when we come together, you know, in prayer, praying about a thing. Two or three of us praying about a thing. We all want a card praying about a thing. Believing that when we're praying about things together, we know that these things shall be done. Will you come today? I don't know if we can make it any clearer than that. You know, if you believe that, then you know, so shall it be. Amen. If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Taunika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would just love to love you. We would love for you to be a part of the gospel public ministry right there where you are. It doesn't matter if you are in Houston, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, or New York City. It doesn't matter where you are. We are right now touching in agreement. Thank God for this stream, this line, so we can be able to do this. Amen. The Bible tells us there's no time and there's no distance in spirit. And we have came together in spirit. Hallelujah. So if you believe
Amen.
That God is calling you to this church, one, we would like to welcome you. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for every single heart that had a heart to receive and every single ear that had an ear to hear today. We pray, Holy
yes,
Spirit, that it goes forth inside of us and it takes its root inside of us and grow in us, that it mature in us, that
yes,
when it's time for us to receive that harvest, when it's time, Father God, for us to receive all that you have sown into us on this day, that it would be glorious and glorious and glorious. And we would say, I remember the day when, Father,
yes,
when
Lord.
You preached that word to your apostle. I remember the day when I heard that through your path. I remember that day. Father God, we just want to say thank you for every single body that was here today. We thank you, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
For your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are victorious.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord
yes,
Jesus, God. That every single one of us that have received you on the inside too, we realize today that we are victorious as well because we are
yes,
in you.
Lord.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we say that we are
thank
your
you,
righteousness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for calling
thank
us
you,
righteous.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one, over all that we are concerned about, our home, our families, our children, our neighbors, our jobs, our ministry, our relationships.
Yes, sir.
And we say that it is well. It is well with us in Jesus' name. And
in
the whole
Jesus
church do
name.
Say
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our
We're going to receive our tithes and offering. And if you have those prepared, you can send those over. If you have Cash App, it'll be Pastor Chantel. Again, we have not, I don't remember the number for Zelle. We have a new Zelle. So in the meantime, it's just with Pastor Chantel. Please send those over, and we thank God for them. We pray that God bless all that give on today and all that excellent God to give. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. As you give seed to the soil, oh God, it's you that give the increase. So, Lord, as we come giving, oh God, cheerfully, oh God, we just want to say thank you that you've already blessed us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus Christ, make us a ministry for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit kid's generous heart that we give on today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements for today are as following. Today is October the 9th. Amen. Glory to God. I think that's the right day, is it, Pastor Manny? October the 9th? The time is just going by so fast. Mm-hmm. Yes, October the 9th. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Pastor, Senior Pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawani Commanding, Minister Learn Greens, the minister on the roster. Our announcement is Father Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer, so give us a call here on our church line to join us in touch and agree in prayer, trusting God for a breakthrough. Amen. Decree and declare harvest time. Amen. Sweet harvest. In the name of Jesus. Wednesday nights is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Join us here on the church line. And Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time is our Sunday services. We'd like to wish everyone that's celebrating the birthday in the month of October, happy birthday. We do have our daughter Kenya is going to be celebrating her 18th birthday on October 23rd. I have a sister that's celebrating her birthday on the 17th. And everyone else, I had an aunt, two aunts that set a birthday on October the 1st. One has already went home to be with God, one here. So we just thank God. We wish you all a happy, happy birthday. Pray that God will continue to bless you, continue to favor and bless the Lord upon your life, our protection, and may God continue to guide you and keep you all the days of your life. We pray long life, amen, good health and strength. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We want to wish everyone a happy anniversary that is celebrating their marriage anniversary this month of October. Happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union. May you reflect back on the day that you came together as one, hallelujah, before our Heavenly Father, and you took your vows, that you could continue to stand on your vows and live according to the Word of God for your life. We pray long life together for you and your wife, your husband, that y'all be together all long life, not living a day apart, that God will continue to bless and favor your union. We pray for abundance of blessings, continued blessings and favor and God's protection for you and your family. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Then that does conclude our announcements for today. We're just trusting God for the more in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing, and we'll have benediction from our senior pastor. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawani Commanding, Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy all the days of your life. We bless you to have God's people around you and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you, that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we thank you for coming to Sunday morning service. We are so grateful. We're so grateful. And I pray that, we pray that you are able to receive something from the word of God today. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen,
God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus. Eat some good food. Fellowship with one another. But don't allow the word of God be stripped from your mind and to be stripped out of your mouth and from your heart. Amen. Don't allow that to happen. If you do find time, you know, do come to 2 p.m. service. Do come to 2 p.m. service, 2 p.m. Central Time. I don't know what time it is in your time zone, but we're going to be on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Luke and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard we try. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that life. Can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah.
Get there.